The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now we will listen to the speech of Sheikh Osama Abdul Ghani.
So dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Now, when it comes to our responsibility towards the Ahlul Bayt, if you and I want to raise our children and make ourselves also ideological warriors for the Ahlul Bayt alayhim assalam, it's not something that is achieved by just making one trite prayer. Rather, there's heavy lifting involved. It's not easy to raise a child who will be a soldier of the Imam of the time. One of the things that it entails is that you and I introduce the Ahlul Bayt as they are. We have to introduce the Ahlul Bayt, alayhim as-salam, as they are. So what we believe about this Imam, Imam al-Askari, is that he is loftier in station, him and all of the members of the Prophet's family, that they are loftier in station than any of Allah's anbiya, meaning Allah's great prophets, his noble prophets. And you and I, again, we have no idea how wonderful they are, how close they are to God. We hear stories about Nabi Nuh. But what was it like? How close was he to God that God gave him that ark? We have no idea. The station of Nabi Musa, Kalimullah, he spoke to God, communion with God. Again, we have no idea how wonderful the station of Nabi Musa. Same goes for Nabi Isa, born without a father, curing the blind, the leper. All of these great prophets, we have no idea of their station. What we do say is this, as great as they were, and we humans have no way of fathoming how great they were, they were not like Ahlul Bayt. They weren't at the same status as Ahlul Bayt, alayhim as-salam. Our prophets used to ask God to be with and to join Ahlul Bayt. I want to mention two stories, again, just for us to understand a little bit about the station of Ahlul Bayt, alayhim as-salam, and the station of our own Imam, Imam al-Askari. So, Nabi Yusuf in the Quran, after he achieves the final victory, after he has now been reunited with his brothers, he's over there, he's been established in the land. At that stage, he asks God for some beautiful du'as. One of them, in Surah Yusuf, this is verse number 101, 12-101. Yusuf says, وَأَلْحِقْنِي بِالصَّالِحِينَ. God, make me join those righteous, the salihin. Make me join them. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't provide a response to his dua. There's another prophet, Nabi Ibrahim, exact same dua, وَأَلْحِقْنِي بِالصَّالِحِينَ. For Nabi Ibrahim, who you and I remember, was made an imam. He was made an imam. For him also, when he made this dua, what does God tell him? This is now in Surah Baqarah 130. God says this, he did get that request answered in the hereafter. It says, وَلَقَدْ أَسْتَفَيْنَاهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا. Yes, we chose him in this world. وَإِنَّهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ. In the akhirah, مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. He did, was able to join Ahlul Bayt. The Ahlul Bayt is something else. No Nabi, excluding our prophet, is at their station. They were excluded from or exempted from prostrating before Adam. In the Quran, Allah has a conversation. Shaitan speaks to God. God tells him to prostrate before Adam. He rejects God. When he rejects God, God says, why? And he says these words. God is now speaking to him. This is Surah Sa'd, Surah 38, verse number 75. Astakbarta? Is it that you were arrogant? Am kunta min al-'alin? Or is it that no, actually you're one of the exalted ones? The exalted ones were exempted. Are you one of the 'alin? Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam were created 2,000 years before Adam. It is through their worship that the malaika learned to worship. So, again, no comparison to them. And this position that we have, that the Ahlul Bayt are higher in station than even the Anbiya, is something which is supported by the Ahadith, the Sunnah of our Prophet. Once, marhum Ayatullah Fatimiyah, marhum, was asked a question. He was in Ashriya. And one of our Sunni brothers approached him and he said, is it true that you believe the station of the Ahlul Bayt is loftier than that, even of the great Anbiya? He said, but we all believe that. It's not just us who believe that, we all believe that. And he quoted a hadith, reliable hadith, from the books of our Sunni brothers. Our Prophet is speaking. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, our Prophet speaking, Atani malakun, an angel came to me. Faqala ya Muhammad, he spoke to me. He said, O Muhammad, salman arsalna qablaka min rusulina ala ma bu'ithu. Ask those prophets who were sent before you, what was the condition for them embracing this mission? There was a condition. There was something they had to embrace before they were allowed to be sent by God. What was that condition? The Prophet asked what the condition was. Qultu ala ma bu'ithu. What was the condition they were sent on? And the angel responded, Qal ala wilayatika wa wilayati Ali ibn Abi Talib. The condition for them becoming anbiya, prophets, was that they embrace your wilaya and the wilaya of Ali ibn Abi Talib. Now, that's one part of our mission, reading Ziyara Jami'a, which has been recommended by the 12th Imam. There's another job that we had. I mentioned that being and raising the generation of the soldiers of the Imam is not an easy task. There is heavy lifting involved. One part that we also have to do is to introduce the contributions of the Ahlul Bayt, the strategy of the Ahlul Bayt, the contemporaries of the Ahlul Bayt. Why is it that you and I, now you, and speaking as a mother or as a father, when you're introducing Imam al-Askari and you want to introduce his jihad and what he did for us and how severe the taqiyya was at the time of Imam al-Askari, how the taqiyya of Imam al-Askari, because he's leading the resistance, led to punishing the enemy. You want to be able to explain that? There are some books, and I've recommended one of them before, The Lives of the Twelve. Brothers and sisters, inshallah, if they can read that fourth volume, that would give us some detail. I'd like to introduce a new book for brothers and sisters to also read, and that is this book, which is called Imam Hussein's Brothers in Arms. Imam Hussein's Brothers in Arms. This is another way, I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, if you look at this, you'll have a different appreciation for Imam al-Askari. When you hear what taqiyya is, correct taqiyya, how he applied it, Imam al-Askari. Under what conditions did he struggle? Obviously, the appreciation will be a lot greater. Now.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Azim Alimun Halim Hakimun Mateen. محمد وآل محمد المؤمنين صل على